Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers, who promise people relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we find out that Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado, is amazing because he gives his scammer Mavis the butterflies with his poetry. And then we go on as we counter horseshit with horseshit. So listen and enjoy.
From day one, I knew there was something in you that no other guy had.
Money.
Money. You were the most, and Caps, amazing guy I've ever
This known. Is your type of woman. Yeah. Oh, a Caps where they don't fucking belong.
Wait.
Joe, are you writing to yourself now?
Dick Eldorado is the most amazing guy.
He's a fucking loser.
I'm sorry.
Call Dick Eldorado a loser.
Caps going through a hard time. Fuck you. He's going through a hard time.
I've been through a hard time, too. At least I have the good decency to fucking buy a revolver and shoot shit.
I know. Drinking cough medicine.
And having awesome dreams.
Hey, I'm taking painkillers. It's a lot classier than cough medicine.
Really? We're going to, like, classify what's going to get you on that show, intervention, faster?
Yeah, really.
If anybody hears this show, they're going to put us on intervention.
You are the most amazing guy I've ever known.
You certainly are.
Shut up.
I'd be nice.
Shut up. Thinking back to the strange way we met. Stupid set me up with you. What are you?
the strange way we met.
It's amazing how these things happen.
How we grew so close in just a few short days.
That's what happens on the internet.
And how were you the first one to show me the meaning of true love?
Even if you wouldn't show me a picture.
You poor bitch.
It makes me smile and fall over. It makes me smile and fall all over for you again.
With my legs in the air.
Yeah.
I wish. Somebody should get internet sex out of this.
I know, really.
Baby, you make my heart beat faster every time I see your letter. Because you're expecting to get the payoff. And you give me butterflies when you send those loving poems.
Oh, wow.
Now you know it's horseshit.
Oh, those loving poems.
Those loving poems.
Does she mention the Chinese?
Oh, great. She's encouraging him.
No.
No more poems.
No, because I think she said, fuck you. But you went in there and said, you know, he's been lonely.
I really am your best friend in this world and imaginary world.
Yeah. And delirious.
And
from
still,
the
you say horrible things about me in both worlds.
I'm a big ingrate. You were the one I want to hold for the rest of my life.
Well, that's going to be tough.
In your arms, as
especially losing limbs.
Yeah. And you can just kind of snuggle me back with the one good paw.
I was just about to say, because he goes, I want you to hold me the rest of my life. In your arms is where I belong. Well, one of them is gangrenous. Fucked up.
I think this bitch belongs there. Yeah. I think that's the arm.
Yeah. You melt me every time you tell me about the future that you want to spend with me and how we could show the world the real meaning of love with the right person.
Oh.
Love always, Mavis.
That is one heaping, steaming pile of
now,
worship.
What day was that?
That was Sunday.
Do you have anything for Monday?
Nothing from her, but I wrote her back on
Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'm bracing myself.
All right. Here comes the Tingwa Wing. I hope not.
My dearest,
there's only so much magic I can do.
My dearest Tingwa.
The leeches are fine. They ask about you.
They've made friends with Mr. Whiskers.
I must have been half asleep when I wrote half this. I didn't even think I wrote half this shit, but yeah, I did. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
We
see how bad it is when he's trying.
Life is imitating art. Okay.
It's the subconscious Joe
it's
writing.
It's the genius, folks. It's the genius. All right. My dearest Mavis, thank you for getting back to me. My heart has been missing a beat since I've last heard from you, as I thought you did not care about me anymore. Just see. Now, this is really that letter she wrote jazzed me up, so I figured I'd count to horseshit with horseshit.
Always an inspiration.
Always an inspiration since the last part of this. Just seeing the words you write puts energy into me and my soul as you mean so much to me. Not a day goes by that I don't think about you or being with you. Thank you for your concern over Mr. Whiskers. He is doing fine and purring on my lap, playing with his favorite toy, Mousy Mouse.
Which is what I meant.
We're talking about the cat, and my cat walks in. Really?
I know. Wait.
Better than my daughter.
I know. Mousy Mouse, which is what I've named my dick.
What?
Okay,
no,
it's too far.
Just playing with
no, but no man names his dick Mousy Mouse. No.
I should hope not.
I am sorry that you are having a bad time with your father's estate. My wife's estate is frustrating me. As I told you, my lawyer said he had good news about the estate and was going to complain with the cat. Like he's Mr. Whiskey's here. The baby. All right. So anyway.
Concentrate, Stu.
Yes, sir. I am sorry that you are having a bad time with your father's estate. My wife's estate is frustrating me. As I told you, my lawyer said he had good news about the estate and was going to contact me. However, he never called, and when I called his office, the secretary told me he is on a cruise for 2 weeks and she had no information for me.
I like this. Yeah. I saw this, but I like this.
Yeah. I think he's misleading me, and I hate people that mislead me.
Just following the playbook.
Yes. As for my arm, it looks like I should be out of the cast maybe this weekend. Dr. Wawing Chow said, Fu Chi Tang Wei.
Oh, stop it.
Which is assessment, which is assistant Ming Fu Hua said, arm good and weak. So we will see.
You got to stop.
Oh, God. No,
I'm cutting it back.
You got to stop with that bit. I can't save you again.
Don't worry.
Oh, why would I? Just because you've killed this relationship twice. Here's what you need
back.
To understand, and I've explained this to you. If you look like an asshole, I look like an asshole. Because
you tell me every time I go on stage.
Exactly. And both times, I have to worry because he makes me look like an asshole.
It'd help. All right, but after I wrote that, I explained to her that the painkillers have been making me crazy. So after I wrote that, I made damn well sure, right after I said that, all right, the painkillers have been the problem. The pain has been so bad in the arm that I feel like I may be becoming dependent on them. I struggle every day, and one of the things that gets me through this is knowing that you and your love is there for me. I got a call from my detective, Johnny Carstairs, the other day, and we are a week away from stinging Vito Cazzata, Italian for shit, bullshit. As I said, Mr. Carstairs has been acting as me and pulling him along, and we are going to get him. My job, now, right there, I was going to put something in there saying that it's, you know, this is fun scamming somebody like that, but I thought I'd be letting
them.
So I said, ixnay on a scam eBay.
You got to establish trust again.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, because you see, now I'm calling her Agnes routinely on bullshit, but but there's so much trust.
Yeah.
In there, and
that's why I didn't put the line.
Yeah,
in
yeah, you got to get her back on board.
I'm working on it. I'm working.
You
on
certainly
it,
are.
Like I said, okay.
You should send her a picture of roses.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.